You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello and welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for this lesson on idioms related to time. At work and in business, time is always a concern. We rush to get to the office on time. We work hard to finish projects in time, and we sometimes have to work overtime to get it all done. If you're like most people, you watch the clock and the calendar constantly. It's hard not to with such busy schedules and tight timelines. In English, time idioms focus on a few key ideas. We hear the word time a lot, as well as the words clock and hour. Many of the idioms are related to speed, duration, regularity, and how late or early something happens or is finished. We also see a lot of idioms related to time pressure. In this lesson, we'll hear a conversation between Jeff and Claire, two project managers who are overseeing the development of a mobile phone application and a new website. We will hear them discuss timelines on different parts of the project and different project teams. As you listen to the dialogue, try to answer the following questions. 1. What does Claire say about the designers? 2. What does Jeff say about the writers? 3. Which part of the project is behind schedule?
All right, Claire. Let's see where we're at on this project. I'd like to say we're making good time, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah, well, the developers have been working around the clock to finish the beta version of the app.
No doubt. But I got an email from Grant in the small hours on the weekend. He wanted some quick answers from the developers and had to tell him never in a million years.
Yeah, they can be pretty slow sending updates, but they always seem to come through at the 11th hour.
Indeed. But I often wonder if they're doing other things on the company's time.
That's crossed my mind too. But did Grant get what he needed?
Yeah, eventually. Better late than never, I suppose.
And what about the copywriters? Do we have everything we need on the content side?
We sure do. You know, their stuff comes in like clockwork. In fact, this time they had everything ready ahead of time.
That's great.
It is great. But we still have to make up for lost time. Marcy called last Friday to remind me that they want to start testing in 2 weeks.
I see. Is there any way we can play for time?
Not sure. I'll call her today and see what she says. But I'm pretty sure she'll say there's no time to waste, especially with the launch just around the corner. Not to mention the website is behind schedule.
Right, the website. We need to figure out how to get that finished on time.
Now, let's go over the dialogue in more detail and look at the meaning of these idioms.
All right, Claire. Let's see where we're at on this project. I'd like to say we're making good time, but I'm not so sure.
Jeff wants to talk about where the project is at. In other words, he wants to know about the project's status. Jeff hopes that they are making good time. At work, making good time means progressing at a good rate. If you make good time on a project, it is likely you will finish on time. We can also use this expression when we travel. Making good time in a car means covering a lot of distance in a given time. You can hear these two uses in the following examples.
The team made really good time on the project and was able to take Friday off.
We made good time on our trip to Boston, arriving in just under 4 hours.
Now, Claire reports on the project's progress.
Yeah, well, the developers have been working around the clock to finish the beta version of the app.
This project involves creating a mobile phone application, or app, and the developers are trying very hard to complete the beta version, which is the version that is ready for user testing. Claire says the developers are working around the clock. Working around the clock means working continuously, even through the night. Let's hear a couple more examples of this idiom in use.
The accountants had to work around the clock to finish the audit on time.
Before the product launch, our marketing team was working around the clock.
Jeff confirms what Claire says.
No doubt. But I got an email from Grant in the small hours on the weekend. He wanted some quick answers from the developers and had to tell him never in a million years.
When Jeff says no doubt, he's agreeing with Claire. And he mentions receiving an email from one of the developers in the small hours, which is the time between midnight and dawn. Listen to a couple more examples of this idiom.
With so much work to do, I couldn't leave the office until the small hours.
Greg worked right through the small hours to meet his deadline.
If the developers are sending email in the small hours, then it's clear they're working around the clock. Next, Jeff uses the expression, never in a million years, to talk about the possibility of getting information quickly from the designers. This is a common way to say that something is simply impossible. It adds emphasis to the basic idea of never. Let's practice some more examples of this useful expression.
The board of directors said that never in a million years would they welcome back the disgraced CEO.
When I asked Bob if he would consider entering politics, he told me never in a million years.
Now, let's hear how Claire responds.
Yeah, they can be pretty slow sending updates, but they always seem to come through at the 11th hour.
Claire agrees the designers are slow, but says they always seem to come through, which means they actually complete what they have to. And they do this at the 11th hour. With only 12 numbers on a regular clock, you may understand that the 11th hour is the latest possible time for something. Listen to a couple more examples of this expression.
Helen is very busy and always submits her reports at the 11th hour.
Unfortunately, the negotiations fell apart at the 11th hour.
Jeff shows even more doubt about the design team.
Indeed. But I often wonder if they're doing other things on the company's time.
The company's time is the time that you are paid to do your job. If you are doing other things on the company's time, you are doing things unrelated to your job when you really should be working. How else can we use the expression, on the company's time?
Our manager was very angry when he found out we were playing computer games on the company's time.
Employees at Bosco are not allowed to use Facebook on the company's time.
Now, back to the dialogue.
But did Grant get what he needed?
Yeah, eventually. Better late than never, I suppose.
It sounds like the designers finally delivered the necessary information, even if it wasn't when the developers wanted it. As Jeff says, better late than never. This simply means that something was late, but at least it happened. We sometimes use this expression to minimize the fact that something was late, as you can hear in these examples.
John always arrives at meetings after they begin, but better late than never.
We finally finished the project 3 days after the deadline. Better late than never, I guess.
Next, Claire wants to know about the content development.
And what about the copywriters? Do we have everything we need on the content side?
We sure do. You know, their stuff comes in like clockwork. In fact, this time they had everything ready ahead of time.
Claire asks about whether they have everything from the writing team. Jeff is happy to report that the writers always deliver, like clockwork. The idea of clockwork relates to regularity and precision. So if something happens like clockwork, it means it's regular and predictable. What are some other ways we can use this idiom?
Mr. Fuller arrives at the office every day at 7:45, like clockwork.
Our project is moving along like clockwork, with no problems or difficulties.
On this project, the writers were actually better than just regular. Jeff points out that they finished ahead of time. If on time means at the expected time, then ahead of time means before the expected time. This is a very common expression, so let's run through a couple more examples.
Everyone was happy because the office renovations were finished ahead of time.
I decided to work during the evenings so that I could finish my report ahead of time.
Claire sounds happy to learn that the writers are ahead, but Jeff doesn't want to get too excited.
That's great!
It is great, but we still have to make up for lost time. Marcy called last Friday to remind me that they want to start testing in 2 weeks.
Jeff's concern is that the entire project is behind schedule. Jeff mentions a call from someone named Marcy, reminding him that the app should be ready for testing in 2 weeks. In this case, they need to make up for lost time. Making up for something means compensating for it. If you lose time on one part of a project, you need to make up for it by working hard and gaining time on another part. You can hear this idea expressed in the following examples.
After the delays, we had to work weekends to make up for lost time.
I was a bit lazy in my 20s and 30s, but in my 40s, I made up for lost time and made VP by the time I was 50.
What does Claire think of the situation?
I see. Is there any way we can play for time?
One strategy we can use when a project is behind schedule is to try to delay. This is what Claire is suggesting when she says that they should play for a bit of time. What are some other situations in which we might play for time?
Tim wanted the files by Monday, but I played for time because I had other things to do.
There's no way we'll finish this proposal today. You'd better call the client and play for time.
Jeff isn't too sure about the possibility of playing for time on the project.
Not sure. I'll call her today and see what she says. But I'm pretty sure she'll say there's no time to waste, especially with the launch just around the corner. Not to mention the website is behind schedule.
Right, the website. We need to figure out how to get that finished on time.
Jeff says that he will call Marcy to get her opinion, but he thinks she'll emphasize that there's no time to waste, which means that the project has to be done quickly and that delays are impossible. We say there's no time to waste when we want to make it clear that something is urgent, as in these examples.
I called an emergency meeting because we had no time to waste on solving the crisis.
The client will be here in 30 minutes, so there's no time to waste cleaning up the office.
Why is a delay impossible? First of all, the launch is about to happen very soon. To express this idea, Jeff uses the expression, just around the corner. If you imagine walking down the street, just around the corner means very close. Related to time, it just means very soon, as you can hear in these sentences.
Retailers hurry to put up new displays because the holiday season was just around the corner.
With my performance review just around the corner, I felt both nervous and excited.
At the end of the dialogue, we hear that another part of the project, the website, is also behind schedule. Jeff and Claire need to figure out how to manage that part of the project, but you'll have to wait for part two to hear about that. Now, let's practice some of the idioms and vocabulary from this lesson. In a moment, you'll hear a series of sentences. Each sentence will be followed by a beep. After the beep, you need to restate or rephrase a sentence using one of the idioms we learned today. When you listen to the sentence, think about which idea can be replaced by one of the idioms. For example, if you hear,
We can relax now because we finished our work before the expected time.
You can say,
We can relax now because we finished our work ahead of time.
After you try each question, we'll play the answer. Are you ready? Let's give it a go.
To finish editing the report, I had to work into the time after midnight. Answer. To finish editing the report, I had to work into the small hours.
The two sides reached an agreement at the latest possible time. Answer. The two sides reached an agreement at the 11th hour.
With the product launch about to happen soon, we all had to work overtime. Answer. With the product launch just around the corner, we all had to work overtime.
My manager calls me very regularly at 3:30 every day. Answer. My manager calls me like clockwork at 3:30 every day.
Many people actually look for new jobs during their regular work hours. Answer. Many people actually look for new jobs on the company's time.
After working continuously without breaks for 3 days, I needed a day off. Answer. After working around the clock for 3 days, I needed a day off.
Now, let's try some multiple choice questions. First, you'll hear the definition of one of today's idioms. Then you'll hear three idioms. Choose the idiom that correctly matches the definition. For example, if you hear,
To delay something because you need more time.
A. To play for time. B. To have no time to waste. C. To make good time.
You can say.
The answer is A. To play for time.
After each question, we'll play the correct answer for you. Okay? Let's start.
Before the expected time or the usual time.
A. At the 11th hour. B. Never in a million years. C. Ahead of time.
The answer is C. Ahead of time. To do or finish a lot of work in a short amount of time.
A. To have no time to waste. B. To make up for lost time. C. To make good time.
The answer is C. To make good time. About to happen very soon.
A. Better late than never. B. Just around the corner. C. Around the clock.
The answer is B. Just around the corner.
We've reached the end of this episode, the first of a two-part series on idioms related to time. We'll be looking at many more useful expressions in the next episode, so be sure to tune in. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.